Sport on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Discover our exciting 231 range of electric and hybrid vehicles. For more, see kia.com.
So for our first bite at the morning sports news, here's Des.
Yeah, morning on you. We're going to start with reaction to last night's defeat for the Republic of Ireland against Norway at the Aviva. 2-1 victory for Norway. Details of the game, well, Norway were much better than us in the first half. They were without their famed Manchester City striker Erling Haaland, but they took the lead when Leo Ostergaard headed past Gavin Bazunu, held that lead at halftime. We improved in the second half and it looked like we might have salvaged a draw. Alan Brown with an excellent strike from outside the box made it 1-1, but Omo Fujanu struck 5 minutes from time to give Norway the victory. This was the post-match reaction of Irish manager Stephen Kenny.
The difference between the first half and the second half, you know, the space was in the wide areas against there. Very, very narrow four, back four, midfield three and front three. They're very difficult to play through. And you can play over the top, but they even limit space because they drop deep at times and they're very, very compact and difficult to play through. But the spacer is in the wider areas. We exploited that in the second half much better than we did in the first half. I thought the chances that we created, you know, we were unlucky not to score. You know, we had several chances at the start of the half, but to be fair, the players didn't feel sorry themselves. They kept going and got a brilliant goal at Alan Brown. So it's just very, very disappointing to concede. Concede the goal we did was a terrible goal for us to concede. And, you know, we're not happy about that.
Well, RTE pundit Didi Hamann after the game was very critical of the Irish performance and questioned whether Stephen Kenny and he had watched the same match.
If you accept performance like this in the first half, how do you expect it to improve? You know, he said that there wasn't a lack of urgency. Yeah. Well, what was it then? He said Sunday is a game. Every international game is important. Well, it didn't approach this game tonight as if it was important. And if you're not able to see what I see, when I hear him talk about that first half or what he saw in the second half, I was thinking he must have watched a different game to what I saw, what we saw.
But can you understand why he's reluctant to criticise the players, especially after a defeat? I mean, their morale will be pretty low after that.
Yeah, but how do you expect? If you're a player, you go to the hotel now, you flick the telly on and you want to watch the highlights to see what's happening and you hear the manager talk. And he probably says the same thing in the dressing room. Now, if you see on TV in 2 hours' time when the lads sit in the hotel, what the manager said, I'd be saying, well, actually, we've done all right. We weren't that bad tonight. The first half was pathetic. That's how bad they were. And he's defending play like this. And if you don't set standards, if you don't tell the players this is not good enough, How are they ever going to change?
That's Didi Hamann, and Stephen Kenny's side round off the 2022 year with a friendly away to Malta on Sunday. Elsewhere, Wexford FC have confirmed the appointment of James Keddie as their new senior manager. And ahead of the World Cup, which starts on Sunday, a big blow for Senegal because Sadio Mane, their former Liverpool striker, is out of the tournament. He had surgery yesterday on a knee injury he sustained while playing with Bayern Munich. In golf, Shane Lowry is into his second round in the season-ending DP World Tour Championship in Dubai. Huge prize money at stake here. Shane has picked up 2 shots in the opening 9 holes this morning, so he moves to 1 under for the tournament. The leaders who haven't gone out yet, Matt Fitzpatrick and Tyrrell Hatton on 7 under, Rory McIlroy's on 1 under. There was a good start in the US again for Seamus Power last night. He's on 4 under par at the RSM Classic in Georgia, 4 shots off the overnight leader Cole Hammer. Leona Maguire finished with 2 consecutive birdies to end the day 3 under par in the CME Championship in Florida, 3 behind the leader Lydia Ko. Now rugby, and the Irish team have their captain's run today ahead of the big game with Australia tomorrow night. The Australian coach Dave Rennie has been giving his verdict of the Irish team.
They're an excellent side. Very well caged. They've got they have a lot of experience and a lot of guys who played 30 plus tests and probably had 5 years of club footy, which is probably 150 games plus, you know. So yeah, like they're a very good side, very well drilled, strong set piece, really good short passing game and but smart kicking as well. So yeah, we have to put them under pressure. Obviously, Sexton's massive for them. Jamison Gibson Park, if I haven't seen their starting group, but I assume he'd start and he's been excellent for them. So, yeah, they're a high quality side. We're going to have to be at our best.
And we'll get Donal Lennon's verdict on that match later in the programme. Still on rugby, Leinster are in action this afternoon with an unusual fixture. They play South American national side Chile, who have qualified for next year's Rugby World Cup. The game is in Energia Park in Donnybrook at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and admission is free if you want to go along. In racing, Blue Lord came from last to first to deny his King George winning stablemate Tornado Flyer and provide Willie Mullins with a 7th victory in the Clonmel Oil Chase in Tipperary, while today's racing action is at Dundalk.